Tina.
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
頭先讀過一段都幾長嘅經文。
The scripture that we have just read was pretty long.
第十六章仲未完嘅。
In reality, chapter 16 did not end yet.
但我唔知道你好快讀完一次之後。
But I don't know if you have read this very quickly.
你能唔能夠大概知道曾經發生咗咩事咧
？Do you really understand what has just taken place？
所以我之前咧鼓勵弟兄姊妹啊，繼續打開本聖經。
In the past, I have encouraged brothers and sisters to continue to keep your Bibles open.
當我講嘅時候，大家可以睇住本聖經嚟讀，繼續睇。
So as I preach, you will continue to look at your Bible for reference.
尤其係我哋自己帶嚟嗰本聖經。
Especially the Bible you brought with you.
我哋先一齊嚟祈禱。
Let us start with a word of prayer.
天父，我哋多謝你。
The Heavenly Father will give you thanks.
你講俾我哋聽，你係一個慈愛嘅神。
You told us you are a loving God.
你唔單止將你兒子賜俾我哋。
Not only do you give us your Son, Jesus Christ.
你更加嘅每天喺我哋嘅路上與我哋同在。
You will walk with us in our daily lives.
無論係晴天或者陰天。
Whether it is it's a good day.
或者我哋有豐富時候，或者有缺乏嘅時候。
Or where we have abundance, or where we have lacking.
我哋開心嘅時候，或者係悲傷嘅時候。
When we are happy, or when we are sorrowful.
你都教導我哋要將我哋舉目仰望你。
You teach us to focus our eyes upon you.
單單去仰望你。
To only focus on you.
唯有你係我哋嘅神。
For you are our God.
係你係我哋嘅主。
You are our Lord.
求主你今日对我哋说话。
May you speak to us today.
我哋咁样祈祷，系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我哋上一次我哋又讲到埃及记讲到第十五章嘅时候。
Last time when I preached, we spoke about Exodus chapter 15.
喺法老诸多为难嘅里面。
In many of Pharaoh's obstructions,
神拯救他们脱离埃及人所受的灾害。
God rescued his people from the suffering in Egypt.
真是藉着这个预表耶稣那个逾越节的羔羊。
And also represented the representation of Jesus Christ who will come in the future as the Passover lamb.
免他们的长子去被杀。
So that they can avoid the killing of the firstborn.
之后在埃及的军队追到他们来海边的时候。
And following, we see the armies of Egypt has pursued them to the ocean.
在他们走投无路的时候。
To a place where there is a dead end.
以色列人开始埋怨了。
The Israelites started to grumble.
为什么神你带到来我们来到这个旷野里面去死呢
they complained to God, why do you bring us into the wilderness to die?
跟着我们看到神用他带大能的右手大能的右手战胜埃及的军队。
You see that God then used his powerful right hand to defeat the army of Egypt.
同埋战胜海这个海所代表的邪恶。
And it showed that the symbolism of the ocean as evil.
令到为他们打开一条路在他行走在干地里面
走过。That God opened a path in the Red Sea so that they may walk on dry land.
上次讲到他们200万人他一提他很欢呼快乐的跟他敬拜神。
And it told us of how these 2 million Israelites were joyfully worshipping the Lord.
好像我们很多人当初信主一样一个喜乐的去敬拜神。
Like many of us, when we first came to know Christ, we were excited to worship and praise God.
跟着来我们今天的经文。
And as we read in today's passage,
在第一节到第八节的短短的几节的经文里面。
In this very short passage from verse 1 to 8,
有一个字眼出现了很多次我不知道你有没有留意。
There is a word that keeps being repeated in this short passage.
发怨言。
Which is grumbling.
他去埋怨他去投诉。
They complain and they started blaming.
责备去控告他。
They will accuse and accuse God.
我们看第三节。
As we look at verse 3,
睇下第三節，我以色列人佢團會眾，佢喺度話啦，佢巴不得我哋早死在埃及地耶和華嘅手下。
And the people of Israel complained and says, would we had died in the hands of the Lord in the land of Egypt?
啊，嗰陣時候我哋坐喺個肉鍋旁邊嚇，食得飽足。
When we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full.
啊，你而家將我哋領出嚟，啊嚟到呢個曠野度，要叫我哋全會眾都餓死啊
！For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger.
啊，你睇佢講得好尖尖刻薄。
And you see that they were mean and harsh.
啊，佢話我哋而家要死啦。
He says we're gonna die.
早知喺埃及死仲好過啦。
I would have rather died in Egypt.
啊，埃及都唔知幾好。
Egypt is so good.
啊，佢哋轉口轉得咁快。
They changed their speech so quickly.
啊，因為佢哋而家嚟到呢個曠野地。
Because now they are in the wilderness.
啊，喺曠野度啊冇水飲。
In the wilderness, there was no water.
啊，後屘見到有水飲，但啲水苦嘅唔飲得。
When they did found some water, it was bitter. They could not drink it.
啊，而家又冇嘢食。
And now there is nothing to eat.
啊，呢度好似細路仔喺度埋怨緊，又坐長途車一樣。
It's just like a child complaining in a long road trip.
哎呀，仲有幾耐啊？到未啊
？Are we there yet？
啊，跟住你唔答佢咧，大喊大叫喺個車後邊。
And when you don't answer them, they will start yelling and screaming.
啊，但係發怨言正係顯示一個人內心所諗嘅嘢。
A grumbling reveals what we are thinking in our hearts.
啊，聖經話佢個心裏頭所想嘅個口就説出來啦。
The Bible tells us that what we think in our hearts is revealed through our mouth.
啊，神帶領人嚇要走過呢個曠野路。
And God leads them into this path of the wilderness.
話為咗要叫人知道佢自己嘅心究竟喺邊度。
He led them there so that they can know where their hearts are.
啊，你要依靠嘅係你自己啊。
Are you depending on yourself?
啊，你依靠嘅係唔係嗰啲好容易會變嘅環境啊
？Are you relying on the situations that can change easily?
啊，仲係依靠嗰位不變嘅神咧
？Or are you relying on the unchanging God?
啊，摩西話佢哋你咁樣去埋怨係唔好㗎。
And Jesus warned his people, when you're grumbling like this, it's not good.
啊，因為你咁埋怨唔係淨係埋怨人，係埋怨緊神啊。
When you are grumbling against us, you are not grumbling against us, but God Himself.
啊，喺哥林多前書第十章第十到第十二節咁講。
In First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, it tells us.
啊，保罗佢讲翻佢哋当日佢哋埃及嘅事情。
As Paul is
喺个旷野嘅事情。
As Paul is reminding us what took place in the wilderness.
啊，佢哋话啦，你们唔好发怨言啊，好似佢哋有发怨言嘅被灭命咗灭。
It says, do not grumbling as some of them did.
啊，佢哋遭遇呢啲事情系要作为鉴戒。啊，或者寫喺呢個聖經上邊。
Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for your instruction.
啊，正係要警戒我哋呢啲末世嘅人。
And to warn us who are near the end of the ages.
啊，我哋啊，所以我哋自己以為站立得穩嘅。啊，需要去謹慎，免得你跌倒。
Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he can stand take heed lest he falls.
啊，頭先個喺出埃及記所講嘅就係摩西就寫落嚟。
In Exodus, it tells us that Moses wrote these things down.
啊，就警戒當時嘅以色列人。
Was a warning to the Israelites at that time.
唔單止佢都警戒我哋今日坐喺度聽佢嘅話語嘅人。
At the same time, it also warns us who are sitting now listening to God's word.
究竟我哋嘅心喺邊一度咧
？In reality, where is your heart?
啊，點解我哋？點解你咁快就唔記得咗神呢
？How can you forget God so easily？
呢一分鐘你好高興啊，感謝神。
In one minute you are so happy, you are giving thanks to God。
下一分鐘你可以為少少嘅事情去埋怨神。
And the next minute you will blame God for a very little thing。
啊，用其他嘅事情或者人去代替咗神。
You would use other things or other people to in replacement of God。
所以聖經寫落嚟。
It's the Bible is written.
叫我哋要谨慎，我哋免得去跌倒。
The Bible tells us that to stand firm lest you fall.
只有神真系唯一能够拯救我哋嘅神。
It is God, the only God who can rescue us.
唯一能够供应俾我哋嘅神。
He is the God who can provide for us.
我要常去学习去感恩，去学习去满足。
We need to continually learn to give thanks and to be content.
同埋要去记得神。
And to remember God.
五句说话讲旷野路是神的子民他去到个应许之地之前要经过个路。
In another word, that the wilderness was a path that the Israelites had to take to go to the promised land.
是神为我们所预备的一个成圣的路。
God has prepared a path of sanctification through the wilderness.
在经过的时候我会遇到很多的困难。
And when you take this path, you will face many difficulties.
但是就在那里的里面很除去那些残余在我们里面的罪恶。
And it is through this path that will remove the remnant of sin in our hearts.
有时这些东西我们自己不知道。
There are many things that we do not know about.
神就藉着每一件我们遇到的事情就去将这些事情带出来给我们去认知道。
And God,
在藉着每遇到的每一件的事情困难让我们知道。
So God will use all these difficulties to tell us,
得救之前我们人的思想行为是跟着这个世界的风俗。
That before we were saved, we will follow the world in this type of thinking.
还有跟随我们心里头的情欲。
And we will follow the desires of our own hearts.
正经说它的结局。就是死亡。
And the conclusion which leads to death.
但当救神的救恩来到我们的时候。
Until the grace of salvation comes upon us.
这个老的我，这个老我已经和耶稣钉在十字架上面。
The old self has now been crucified with Christ on the cross.
就是我们不再去被这个罪恶的势力去捆绑。
We will not be affected by the power of sin in our lives any longer.
那一刻我们感觉到神同在在那个喜乐同埋甜蜜。
At that moment, we experience the joy and happiness of being with God.
当我们信了耶稣之后，神俾我们一个新的心。
When we come to know Jesus, He gives us a new heart.
要俾我们一个新的意愿。
He gives us a new purpose.
Desire.
A desire.
还有我们要将我们的生命来献给神。
That is, we are willing to give our lives to God.
加拉太书第五章第十六节这样讲。
In Galatians chapter 5, it tells us,
保罗都劝勉我们你要当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
And Paul here reminds us, he says that, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
但是就在我们要这样去为那个爱我们的主而活的时候，
When we are living for a God who loves us,
我们仍然会受到我们肉体的情欲的影响。
We will still be affected by the desires of our flesh.
加拉太五章十七节他继续说，他说情欲和圣灵去相争，圣灵和情欲去相争，就是使你们不能作所愿意作的。
And Paul continues to tell us in chapter 5 verse 17, For the desire of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desire of the spirit are against the flesh.
我们好想去跟随神的旨意行。
And we really want to follow the will of God.
圣灵是这样去教导我们。
This is how the spirit teaches us.
但另一方面，我们肉体的情欲仍然在这里 去拉扯我们。
But on the other aspect, this flesh, the desire of the flesh is still pulling us back.
真的信徒一定会有经过这样的挣扎。
A true believer must be facing some of these struggles.
老我佢每日喺度埋怨。
The old self is complaining every day.
佢仍然好想翻去佢以前嘅最终之乐。
And he really wants to go back to live in the sin that he used to live.
好似埃及有好多肉可以食到饱啊。
There's so much meat in Egypt, I can be full.
我以前去要做呢样嘢，都唔知几爽快啊。
I used to be able to do that, these kind of things. I was so happy.
而且我们的眼目的情欲和我们今生的骄傲。
And because the desire of the heart and or the pride of ourselves,
亦都不斷嘅咁樣去試探我哋。
Is continuing tempting us.
要翻翻去以前嘅生活。
And leading us to go back to the way we used to live.
我哋喺度睇嚟好似喺度好孤單嘅，好唔順利嘅。
And looks as if we are alone and it's not successful.
同埋好似要行過喺個好有缺乏個曠野個裏面喺度掙扎緊。
And as if we were walking through this lacking wilderness, so that we are struggling.
就喺個時候，精靈呢個大手術嘅醫生。
And but the spirit who is the great surgeon.
其實佢就喺度。正係緊施行緊呢個割除癌細胞嘅手術。
He is actually performing the surgery of removing cancer.
藉著我哋喺困難中嘅裡面嘅掙扎。
It is through our difficulties in our struggle with difficulties.
好去試驗我哋 test 我哋。
The spirit is testing us.
我剛才講，就好似剛才講話，將我哋內心，我哋真正喺度埋怨嘅嗰個真正嘅源頭，去顯露出嚟。
As I was saying that as we are grumbling, it reveals the source of the source in our heart that why we are grumbling.
我哋點解喺度埋怨呢
？Why are we even grumbling？
係咪我哋因為我哋嘅心裏頭嘅驕傲咧
？Is it the pride that is in our heart？
我得唔到啲嘢，我就要去逃啦。
I do not get what I want, therefore I am complaining。
或者係我哋心裏頭嘅貪念咧
？Or is it the greed that is in my heart？
我當我哋呢啲其實呢啲咁嘅缺乏嘅時候，就將呢啲我心裏頭嘅意念去顯露出嚟。
When we are lacking, then our heart exposes these desires。
好似聖靈咁將啲問題挖出嚟。
The Spirit digs deep and reveals these problems.
挖出嚟，並且要將佢試死佢。
And he will dig these out and put it to death.
即係用俗話講嘅，即係話要咩咧？去打爆佢。
In another word, we are to squash it to death.
好似呢個波咁，我要整死佢，要將佢打爆咗，佢先至可以離開佢。
And it's like a object we can crush so that we can leave it, we can abandon it.
好叫我哋能夠去離開呢個纏繞住我哋嘅罪惡。
So that we can abandon the sin that binds that binds us.
因為呢一個老我，好似呢個癌細胞。一早已經成為我哋生活嘅一部分。
Because the old self is like a cancer that is living as a part of ourselves.
要我哋咁樣去自死佢呀，去割除佢，其實係一個好痛苦同埋好血淋淋嘅一件事。
And when God asks us to remove this tumor, these cancer cells is a very painful process.
佢會喺度大聲叫大，去埋怨，去喺度掙扎。
And sometimes we will yell, and sometimes we will complain.
但我哋知道呢啲係聖靈喺我哋身上工作係必須嘅。
But we know that these work of the Spirit is needed in our lives.
好叫呢個新嘅細胞能夠再生翻出嚟。
So that new cells can now develop.
好叫聖靈能夠喺聖經裏面重新去教導我哋點樣過一個新嘅生命嘅生活。
And that the Spirit is teaching us how to live a new life.
好叫我哋去成長。
Is to allow us to become mature.
好能夠活出一個結聖靈果子嘅成聖生活。
So that we can live a life of holiness that will bear fruit.
往往呢個過程唔係一朝一夕能夠完成。
And this whole process cannot be done in a day.
反而係重複我哋要學嘅功課。
But it is a lesson that we repeatedly learn in our lives.
今日我睇出埃及記就係一個好好成聖過程一個例子。
And today as we study this passage in Exodus is a good example of the path of sanctification.
就喺嗰度去預備佢哋，裝備佢哋能夠去進入呢個應許之地。
As they are being prepared in the wilderness to go into the promised land.
像揭發怨言咁，但係神就用佢走帶你過佢哋過紅海啦。
And it's just like that as God has led them through the Red Sea.
今次嘅發怨言話冇嘢食。
And now last time their grumbling was about crossing the Red Sea. Now they're grumbling about lack of food.
第四節講到, 神很奇蹟地, 將糧食和天上的來降給他們。
And here in verse 4, God miraculously provide them food from heaven.
我們說奇蹟的是, 是因為每日要供應200萬人的食糧。
It's miraculous because in order to feed 2 million people every day,
本身就是一件不可能的事。
It itself is actually an impossibility.
我不知道當日摩西有沒有去想過這個難題。
I'm not sure if Moses had thought about this problem beforehand.
但神既然這樣吩咐了,
but if God already instructed,
摩西憑著信心去前行,
so Moses walked in faith.
將明天交在主的手裡面,
he put the tomorrow into the hands of God.
第二,這個食糧是糧食是從天上下來的。
And we see that this food, it comes from heaven.
不是說種出來的, 不是我們人手去努力的。
It is not something that is grown, that is worked by hands.
也不是從埃及去帶出來的。
It's not something that they brought out of Egypt.
帶得出來的,應該一個月之後都應該吃光了。
The things that they could have brought out could have been consumed within a month.
而這個食糧是他們從來都沒見過的。
And secondly, these food that they have seen, they have never seen before.
都不了解這是什麼來的。
They do not understand what it is.
第15節,他見到說, 這是什麼?
In verse 15, they ask, what is this?
這是什麼來的?
What is this stuff?
我用廣東話, 這是什麼來的?
And I use English, what is this stuff?
但用希伯來話來講,
but in the word, in the Hebrew word,
這是什麼來的? 希伯來話就是manna.
The question is manna.
Yeah, question is manna.
The Hebrew word asking what it is manna.
Manna, manna, manna.
Manna, manna, manna.
因為這個是一個新的食物。
It is a new food.
是一個新的名詞。
It's a new name.
對他們來說是一個新的體會。
And for them, it's a new experience.
要學習的新的依靠。
A new lesson, a new dependence.
第十四節講,
in verse 14 it tells us,
摩西說, 這就是耶和華給你們可以吃的食物了。
And he tells them that this is what God gives you as food.
第31節他說, 這食物, 以色列家叫它做瑪拿。
In verse 31, yeah, verse 31 tells us this is what is called manna.
Yeah. 在這個荒野,這麼荒蕪的地方,這麼barren的地方,
so to be in the wilderness in a barren land,
居然有一個白色, 好像滋味好像攬過蜜的薄餅咁,
white substance that tastes like coriander seeds or wafers made with honey.
我曾經睇過食物嘅有一個電視嘅食物嘅節目.
I had seen on Food Channel.
The best food I ever eat.
The series was on the best food I ever ate.
即係我食過最好食嘅食物.
The best food I ever ate.
Yes. 我諗對佢哋當時嘅以色列人嚟講,
I would think that to the Israelites at that time,
呢個應該係佢哋曾經食過最好食嘅嘢嚟.
This should have been the best thing that they have eaten.
每日早晨, 這是瑪拿去從天而降,
every day the manna appears.
每一天的早晨, morning.
Every morning.
一共40年直到他們入到迦南地。
It happened 40 years until they entered into the promised land.
供應他們的肉身的需要,
providing their needs for their body.
好叫他們知道誰是耶和華。
So that they will know who is God.
好像我們這樣, 我哋知唔知边个系我哋嘅耶和华？
Do we know who is God？
啊，系耶和华，佢跟住佢系耶和华将你哋从埃及地里面去领出嚟。
It is God who rescued you from the land of Egypt。
啊，系耶和华医治佢哋啊，以免就十灾嘅灾十病。
It is God who healed them and prevent them from being affected by the ten plagues。
系耶和华佢去供应。
It is God who provides。
系耶和华去为佢哋征战。
It is God who battles for them。
系耶和华。
It is God。
你要记得啊。
Remember that。
但系从收取玛拿嗰个指示嘅里面
，and within the instructions of manna，
啊，我睇到神赐玛拿嘅第二个原因
，and here we see the second reason why manna was created。
第四节佢讲
，in verse 4 it tells us，
啊，佢话好，我好试验他们遵不遵守我嘅法度。
Is I will test them whether they will walk in my laws or not。
跟住佢啊，我去好去试验佢哋遵不遵守我嘅法度。
I will test them whether they will walk in my law or not。
啊，跟住喺以后嘅第十六节开始喺度讲，就讲俾我哋听嘅指示佢哋。
And as we go back to verse 16, it tells us。
啊，佢第一佢话每日个早晨啊，嗰啲露水过咗之后。
And every morning after the dew。
啊。太阳仲未出嚟之前呢，你就要出去收噶啦。
Before the rising of the sun, you ought to go out to harvest。
哇，即系仲个天仲黑，你可能仲未瞓醒嗰个时候。
And maybe when the sun's not out, it's even dark, and maybe you have not awakened from your sleep。
啊，呢一个系一个新嘅生命嘅生活嘅节拍。
It is a new lifestyle to their lives。
啊，要好勤力噶。
You have to work hard。
懒散嘅或者冇节制嘅生活，话你唔好想从喺主里面得到啲乜嘢。
Because of their new lifestyle of nothingness, don't expect anything from God。
啊，如果你系懒散嘅 ，lazy。
If you are lazy，
啊，或者你嗰个冇 discipline 冇节制嘅生活嘅时候
，or if you're a person of undiscipline，
啊，我哋。唔好希望从主里面得到乜嘢。
Don't expect to receive much from God。
新嘅节拍，新嘅生活方式。
A new lifestyle。
啊，第二就话，佢攞嘅时候要根据每一个人每一日嗰个食量嚟收。
And secondly, here it teaches that you are to take of it for each individual。
每日佢食到几多嘅嚟收个食量
？Take as much as you can eat。
你点样量到嘅咧
？Now how can you measure that？
啊，佢叫佢哋各每一个人咧攞一个叫做俄梅尔嚟去量。
Everyone is to take a measurement called omer。
啊，我唔知佢点攞嚟噶。
I don't know how they got the omer。
大概一个量器，大概两个公升，两个 liter 嘅可以载到两个 liter 嘅嘢。
An omer is something that can be filled, which is about 2 liters of volume。
啊，你同我，因为你同我食嘅嘢都唔同噶，个质量都唔同噶。
The quantity of food that we take for you and me will be different。
啊，或者你要食好多，攞一大箩。
Maybe you eat a lot, so you take more。
有啲系攞只细兜啲，细啲，少啲。
If you eat less, you take less。
啊，但系当你用呢、這个啊，我冇喎，唔知。啊，当我用当佢系啦，当你用呢个俄梅尔嚟。系要量一量嘅时候。
Let's assume that this is an omer, and when we take what we measure with the omer，
啊，你收咗好多嘅，你倒落去嘅时候。
When you take a lot and you put it in the omer，
啊，但佢都唔会话满到写出嚟嘅。
It will not be too much that it will overflow。
但系如果你收得少或者食得少收得少嘅。
And if you eat less and you took less。
但佢都唔会话，佢都唔会话佢唔满噶。
It also tells us that it is，
佢都唔会话唔 filled up 嘅。
It is never lacking or never not filled up。
吓，即系你啲食几多你就攞几多。
Which is, in other words, whatever you eat, that's the amount you take.
啊，你跟住佢就话咧，你哋唔可以将收到嘅嘢留翻去听日。
And the scripture continues to remind them, you are not to keep these overnight.
啊，否则佢话，否则你会生虫，会变坏发臭噶。
Otherwise, they will be filled with worms and odor.
啊，跟住佢就话啦，有五日，你净系收一日嘅。足够一日嘅食量。
And in the 5 days of harvesting the manna, you are to take 1 day's supply.
啊，你收你唔可以，即系唔好话收，特登要收多啲去储埋啊，堆积埋，喝定特快等第日。
You are now to take more than you need so that you can reserve it for the future.
啊，只有一个例外，佢话。
There's only one exemption.
啊，佢。五日系咁啦吓。
That you are to do these 5 days.
打到咗第六日。
But on the sixth day.
啊，你可以收双倍嘅食量。
You can on the sixth day you can harvest twice the amount.
啊，因为咧第二日啊，第二日咧系一个圣安息日。
Because the following day is the day of rest.
啊，第23节讲啊，因为明天是圣安息日。是向耶和华守的圣安息日。
And in verse 23 here it tells us that tomorrow is a day of solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord.
啊，呢一日系应该全日系为咗神嘅。
This whole day was supposed to be dedicated the whole day for God.
啊，你要揾食物都揾唔到嘅。
And you would not find food anywhere.
啊，六日去工作。
6 days you should work.
啊，安息日第七日系要休神去休息。
The seventh day is a day of rest.
啊，唔工作，啊，乃系去敬拜神。
You don't work and you are only to worship God.
呢个系神喺创造世界嘅时候所定落，所俾我哋嘅定例。
This is what God has established in the very beginning in Genesis.
呢度要考验人嘅。就是人心里头咗依靠同埋咗敬拜嘅。
Here, what God is testing is what we are relying on in our hearts.
啊，系乜嘢咧
？What are we relying on？
呢度唔系话人唔可以有计划嘅为将来嘅生活打算。
Here, God is not saying that you are not to plan for the future.
啊，感谢主，如果神俾你有能力啊，有多嘅收入。
We give thanks to God if God provides you with abundance in income.
啊，你可以攞嚟储蓄。
You can
积蓄save them.
You can save them.
但系你都可以用嚟为咗神个国度嚟奉献。
And at the same time, you can use it for the offering to the kingdom of God.
啊，亦都可以帮用呢啲嚟帮助有需要嘅人。
And to help those who are in need.
啊，但系呢度要考验嘅。
But the test here,
当我哋咁样话要去积蓄嘅时候
，and when we are to save and accumulate,
啊，究竟系咪话系咪怕我哋冇安全感咧
？Is it because we don't have security？
啊，系咪话当我积蓄多啲嘅时候，能够证明我个身份咧
？Does that mean when we save, we can also prove our identity？
啊，或者能够更多嘅享乐咧
？Or that we can enjoy more？
啊。因为我哋嘅人嘅心好难满足。
Because our desires are hard to be fulfilled.
啊，我哋嘅人嘅心一味怕唔够。
We always are a fear of lacking.
啊，我一味贪心，想要攞多啲。
We are greedy. We always want more and more.
啊，你睇下啲人食自助餐，你就知道噶。
And you will see that when people go to the buffet.
啊。或者疫情期间，你睇下点解买嚟，点解冇厕纸可以买到咧
？And during a pandemic, you would see that why can't I buy toilet paper？
啊，将佢希望藉着咁样样，佢能够去掌控自己嘅生命。
Because they think that by accumulating, they can preserve their lives。
但系佢忽略咗，佢哋要去积攒佢哋嘅财宝在天上。
But they forget about the treasure in heaven。
耶稣都曾经用个比喻咁讲过。
Jesus himself has used this example.
你储埋咁多嘢。
All these things you accumulate.
如果我今晚嚟要你嘅灵魂嘅时候
，If I were to take your life today，
你所储埋嘅嘢归俾边个咧
？All that you have accumulated, who will you give it to？
你若赚得全世界
，If you were to gain the world，
但赔上自己嘅生命又有咩益处咧
？But lose your soul, what is that good？For you.
但是或者又有些人，我当中有些人
或者我当中有些人 and there may be people who are among us who
经历紧经济上的缺乏
and they are lacking in finances
经历紧心里头有很多的忧虑
and there are many worries in their lives
但记得是在第十八节这样讲
I remember in verse 18
多收的也没有余少收的也没有缺
Those who gather much will not have overabundance Those who gather less will not be lacking
就算我们少收都不会有缺乏
Even if we gather less we will not be lacking
因为天父看顾我们
Because our Heavenly Father is watching us
但是仍然有以色列人去仍不听是特意去拿多一些留到明天
But we see that some Israelites will not listen They will gather much
有些人不遵守命令要在安息日要去收
And some who even though God has commanded don't go out to gather on the seventh day they will go out on the seventh day
真的如果我要叫摩西咁样做嘅时候
not, ，If I commanded Moses to do it this way，
我应该讲话要照住神咁样讲嘅嘢要做嘅时候
，In other words， if we were to follow what God has commanded，
真系要好有信心啊
！We need to have great faith。
但系喺嗰度神要人去学习去信靠嘅系乜嘢咧
？Then what is God teaching us who we are to rely on？
要人去學習信靠的就供應這一切給我們的神
God is teaching us to rely and trust in the God who provide all these things
而不是那些物質的豐富
and not just in the abundance of the material itself
我們相信神每一天都會繼續去供應我們
We believe that God will provide every day of our lives
而且是足夠的
You have abundance
人真正的安全感
And the real security that we will feel.
我人真正的身份同埋福气
And our real identity and our real joy.
是从神来的
Comes from God.
不是从这些东西来的
And not from these material things.
旷野路就在这里提醒我们
The path of the wilderness keep reminding us.
我们是过路的人
We are just a passbyer.
是不是因为没有人会特登在这里买屋住在这里的是不是
Because no one would buy a house in the wilderness.
这个世界并非我们的家。
This world is not our home.
天父每日会供应给我们。
The Heavenly Father will provide for us on a daily basis.
我们拥有多少其实不用这么介怀。
Whether you have a lot or less, it really doesn't matter.
刚才讲到在旷野路去神试验我们的人的心
And we see it as we read before that God tests our hearts in the wilderness
第一就讲话就要警戒我们不要忘记神
The first thing is to remind us to remind us not to forget about God
第二是一个成圣的路要去致死我们的罪
And secondly it is a path of sanctification we are to put the deathOur old self.
第三就要我哋学习去信靠同埋信服。
And thirdly, that we are to learn how to rely and trust in God.
摩西之后喺《申命记》第八章第二到第三节。
And Moses later on will tell us in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 to 3.
佢回忆佢当日神嘅嗰个带领，佢就同嗰啲以色列人咁讲。
And as you reminisce the leading of God in the wilderness, he will say to the Israelites.
你也要纪念耶。耶和华你的神在旷野引导你写四十年，就要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
In verse 2, he says, You shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
第三節佢話：他苦練你，任你飢餓，將你和你列祖所不認識的瑪拿賜給你們吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And on verse 3, Moses reminded them, and he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord.
神既然咁吩咐嘅话，我哋就照样咁样去遵守。
If God has commanded us, this way, then we should follow it in that way.
神要嘅系我哋人嘅信靠同埋信服。
God desires our reliance and obedience.
喺摩西讲呢个嘢四就系佢哋四十年之后啦。
And Moses set these things in Deuteronomy 40 years later.
第一代出埃及的以色列人大多数已经死在旷野里面。
The first generations of those who left Egypt have already died in the wilderness.
圣经形容他们是一个顽固硬着颈项的人。
And the Bible depicts these Israelites as stiff-necked people.
是神所不喜欢的人。
And these are people that God is not pleased with.
他们没有信靠和信服。在第首先第十六章神所吩咐那些事
They did not believe and obey what God has commanded them in what we have read in Exodus chapter 16.
他继续有很多的埋怨
They continue to grumble and complain.
他继续很多的试探神
And they will test God.
甚至他们去拜偶像
to even to a point where they will worship idols
在这个第二代正要准备入去迦南地的以色列人
now the second generations who are now being prepared to go into the land of Canaan with the promised land
摩西给他们吩咐其实是很沉重的
the instructions that Moses gives them indeed are heavy
圣经的旧约历史讲俾我哋听。
And in the Old Testament.
个历史讲我哋听。
In the Old Testament history, it tells us.
冇一个义人。
There is no one righteous.
冇一个人能够完全去遵守神嘅诫命。
No one can fulfill the laws of God.
包括神嘅选民以色列人。
Including the God's people, the Israelites.
但系时候到了嘅时候。
But then when the time comes.
神差佢儿子去降世。
That God will send His Son, Jesus Christ, into this world.
他来到站在我们人那个地位上面。
He will stand in our position as man in this world.
他完全地遵守了神的律法。
He completely obeyed the laws of God.
并且将神那个义给过我们相信他的人。
And He would give His righteousness to those who believe in Him.
耶稣在旷野，亦都在旷野经过禁食四十日。
Jesus in the wilderness has fasted for 40 nights and 40 days.
当他肚饿的时候
，When he was hungry，
马太福音第四章第三到第四节
，In Matthew chapter 3, chapter 4, verse 3 to 4，
在他肚饿的时候，试探的人进前来对他说：你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And the tempter, verse 3, and the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.
第四节耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But Jesus answered, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
这个就是刚刚就读过《申命记》第八章第三节所讲的。
And here is, it reminds us, this is what is was spoken in Deuteronomy chapter 8.
What three?
Verse 3.
耶稣他没有好像以色列人在这里发怨言。耶稣没有发怨言，好像以色列人那样。
He was not like the Israelites who were grumbling.
他是遵守了圣经上面的说话。
He repeated the scriptures.
是藉着神在口里面所出的说话。
It is by the very word that comes out of the mouth of God. That's how he was victorious over the temptation of the devil. He did not solve his hunger through material things.
第二,在約翰福音第六章,耶穌行了一個餵飽五天人的神蹟之後,
secondly, in John chapter 6, after Jesus has fed the 5,000,
他在第六章第三節,他說,我告訴你們,當日從天上來的糧食,即是瑪拿,不是摩西賜給你們的,乃是我天父將天上來的真糧賜給你們的。
He told the people in verse 32, Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven.
接著換句話,耶穌說,我就是這個生命的糧了。
And then he used another analogy, he used another In other words, it says, I am the bread of life. I will give life to the world.
And those
who in the wilderness who ate the manna died. But those who believe in Jesus Christ will have eternal life. Those who believe in Jesus will never thirst and go hungry. He will provide for all of the necessities of life. And in John chapter 1, it tells the Bible, reminds us that Jesus is the way.
The Word.
The Word.
即是神的话语,
that is, He is the Word of God.
当他成为肉身的时候,
when He became flesh,
叫一切接待他,就进他名的人都赐给他们神兵, 叫给他们权柄做神的儿女, 在约翰福音1章12节。
In chapter 1, verse 12, He says, those who did receive Him, who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God.
凡是相信耶稣的人,
those who believe in Jesus Christ.
我们虽然仍然在这个今生仍然在一个旷野路的里面,
even though we are still taking the path in the wilderness.
但并不是说我们不会有任何的忧虑或者困难,
and in other words, that it is to say that even though there is still worries and there are difficulties,
并不是说我们不会流泪,
it does not mean that we will not have tears.
乃至在我们的心灵的深处,
but within deep in our hearts,
我们有一个踏实的平安,
we have a firm
peace,
a foundation of peace.
Yeah,
and we have the true joy. Because we are indeed a blessed people.
神的话语都指到神了默示的圣经, 神的话也指神了默示, inspired the Bible.
And the word of God, it is in the inspired Bible.
Yeah. 包括舊約和新約的聖經,
including the Old and New Testament.
他說他比這個瑪拿更加能夠滿足我們的需要,
it's better to fulfill our needs more than the manna.
聖經是聖靈感動聖經的作者將神的說話記載下來,
the Bible is written by those who are moved by the Spirit.
是從天上來的,
it comes from heaven.
好叫人能够有得救的智慧,
so that we will have a wisdom of salvation.
好叫人在黑暗的里面能够看见有光,
so those who are living in darkness will see the light.
好叫得着安慰,
to be comforted.
神的话语都叫罪人,
the word of God also allows a person to be changed.
叫神的儿女能够在每日当中能够得到喂养去成长,
so that a children of God will be nourished daily and will grow daily.
神的话语洗净我们,
the word of God cleanses us so that we can be holy.
教导我们学义, 預備行各樣嘅善事。
And teaches us to be righteous, to do good works.
神嘅話語都教導我哋能夠喺個苦難同埋逼迫嘅裡面能夠忍受。
And God will teach us patience through difficulties and persecution.
當我哋想到就想死或者想到未來嘅審判嘅時候
，When we face death or even the future judgment，
我哋都唔會懼怕。
We will not fear.
就神的话语当我们灵性沉睡的时候
The word of God when we are spiritually down
会提醒我们
will remind us
当我们去软弱的时候神的话语会赐我们能力
When we are weak the spirit, the word of God gives us strength
所以我们本圣经是多好呢
Isn't that really good?
我们应该多多的去读我们去勤力的去读圣经
We need to diligently read the word of God
正如当日在旷野的以色列人
And just like the Israelites in the wilderness
我们今天其实基督徒我们都面对同样的试验
But today we too are facing the same temptations and tests
好像诗歌第287首尽靠顺服
And here in, as we, in the hymn 287, it says, trust and obey.
即是说当困难来的时候不要发怨言不要试探神。
That is when there's difficulties, don't test God and don't grumble.
也都不要去彼此的埋怨。
And don't complain to each other.
我们学习去再信靠和信服神的带领。
We need to learn to trust and obey God's call.
将一切的荣耀都归给神。
May all glory be to God.
我们从起立我们唱诗歌的信靠信服。
Let us all rise as we end our worship with trust and obey.
We've done with all God, and the Lord is mine. Our glory shall all obey. What we do is good will. He abide all God's name. Then the whole world will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for the Lord of the world. To you now be in Jesus, and to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but His most strongly drive it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sign nor a tear, can a power of Christ then obey. Just can obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to just can obey. We never can cry, the delight of His love, until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows, now the joy He bestows, now for them more we'll trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. But to trust and obey. All in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He say we will do, where He'll send we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
Please make standing to see the benediction.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华赐他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你仰面，赐你平安。May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.